At Boar's Head, we place a premium on authenticity. And the home-roasted flavor of our Ever-Roast chicken is no exception. Inspired by a medley of ingredients from the garden, a family recipe, and slow-roasted craft. It's the authentic taste of home and the unmatched quality of Boar's Head. Ever-Roast chicken, sliced fresh at the deli. Only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our dear friend, Psychic Peter Marks, and I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, today we have one of my most special guests, one of my favorite guests, one of my most gifted guests, and that would be world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. He is a medium,
a channeler, clairvoyant, astrologer extraordinaire, as well as a very impressive psychic. Today he will talk about his ability to answer questions and answer concerns about the living from anyone who crosses his path and asks him questions, and that is worldwide. He will talk about messages from people who have long since been deceased. Today you will hear all about the man behind the message. You will be fascinated about how Peter learned he had very special gifts, and he will advise you about how you can tap into yours. Welcome to our show today, psychic friend extraordinaire as well, Peter Marks.
Well, thank you, Joyce, for that brilliant, wonderful introduction. I'm actually still waiting for Rocky Balboa to come into this whole thing with that the theme to Rocky. It was wonderful.
That theme gets everybody going. It just instantly, like a conditioned reflex, puts you on your toes and wakes you up indeed. I'm fascinated by all your abilities. I'm sure you fascinate yourself by them as well, since you made your life about using them all the time. So first let me ask you, why did you choose to be a psychic, or did it choose you?
Well, that's a very good question, Joyce. I actually did not choose this. I believe it chose me. The field, the spirits, whatever you want to call it, the master guides on the seventh dimension, I feel I had a calling. And when I was about, I would say, 11 years old, and I was raised in Rockland County, New York, my grandmother had passed away. And when I found out she had passed away, I remember laying in bed, and she came to me, and I talked to her, and I saw her, which wasn't unusual, but she told me that I was going to help people when I got older, and I was going to be providing people with answers from the other dimension, which the nomenclature I want to use is heaven or the afterlife. And years later, I was listening, I believe it was the John Gambling radio show, and I heard a woman by the name of Yolanda on the show. She was a psychic and a medium. And I decided, or they decided for me, to book an appointment. So I called her, and I actually made an appointment with her. And she was very well known in New York, and she was dealing with very well-known celebrities. And when I went to see her, her statement to me was, Peter, you're about to connect with people on a spiritual level. You are going to become very well-known. You have the ability similar to mine, and I want you to use it in a very positive way. And really from that day, I felt that I had a gift. And the guides told me that it wasn't going to go away, and that they wanted me to use it for the benefit of mankind, but to help those that needed solace and also people that were going through bereavement. And I started to realize that I had the gift. But Joyce, I believe everybody that's born has intuitive ability to some degree.
I believe that also, and it's a matter of being open to it and tapping into it. But when and how did you know exactly that you had this gift? I understand about the history with your grandmother, but
yes,
you had to know on a deeper level that you really did have this gift. What was that connection?
My connection was, I started getting messages from the other side, and I would be... I don't do it anymore. It's when I was younger. But I would be, I would go out with friends to a social hour, what they consider happy hour, and relax. And then I would turn to somebody and I would get messages to give to them, and male or female, and I would give them, I would convey the message and messages, and people would say, how did you know this about me? And I told them that it was coming from the spirit world, which for a lot of people, that's a little, some people consider it to be nefarious, meaning coming from an evil influence, but I gave them very positive information. And I was told by mediums that I had gone to meditate and to relax about the messages, which I did. And I started meeting at that time well-known people. I didn't know why. I met celebrities, and then I started doing readings for them. And at that time, I was doing it more on a pro bono basis, free of charge, and I just fell into it. And my grandmother, my mother's mother, told me that she had been psychic since she was a child, and I believe that I inherited this innate gift from her.
Wow, I never really thought of it as an inheritance, but I could see where it's passed on, that people with similar talents or abilities or view actually connect with one another through the generations.
Yeah, absolutely. And many times when I have spoken to you, when we talk, and I've heard you state information to me, I've been able to ascertain how intuitive and psychic you are also and have been, which I think you know. And you also have the ability to tap into that higher dimension. I also wanted to explain to the listening audience, I was chosen by a master guide by the name of Dharma, who's on the seventh level. There's different levels that we achieve when we pass. And Dharma, who I work with for many years, told me that I had the ability, as Kutumi, who you've interviewed, Patrice and Kutumi. And it's not something that I decided to declare myself as a psychic or an astrologer. The gift was there and I started utilizing it. And the more I utilized it, the more people would say to me, oh my God, how did you know this about me? I've never met you before. I don't take it as other mediums or psychics might. I don't take it that I am so extraordinary that I'm coming up with this information. I actually ascribe the gift to the guides that are around me that assist me.
I think you have extraordinary gifts along with those extraordinary guides. I wonder, when did you start making contact with those who passed? It's one thing to go face-to-face, head-on with someone opposite you or around you and give them information about here and now. But how did you connect with those who passed?
I started doing that when, in my infancy of providing readings, I started picking up names and events, and I would say to the clients that were coming to my office, I don't want to upset you, and I have information that I believe is meant specifically for you. And I would come up with a name and I would say, this is the information that is being channeled to me. Do you find this? Can you identify with this person's name or these events? And the people would be sitting in my office and automatically break into tears. Oh, absolutely, absolutely, I can identify. So they started to provide me with information when I first started doing the readings. And in many cases, I found it so overwhelming because I would get emotional. And the guides and the spirits that have passed on, I want everybody to know, they don't go to some mystical heavenly place on the other side. They are actually, if you want to speak to them, you can call them in as long as you mention their name And they are with us. They are with us on this planet. They're just in what I consider, it's called the etheric body. It's the spiritual body. And when we pass away, that body is made up of total love, and that is what our true intrinsic nature is from God. And we take that love with us, and many of the spirits that pass will want to convey messages to their loved ones. They also want to help us by providing us with information that can alter our life path. I've had many people come to me, and the information that I've received is, don't go to work on a specific day, don't get onto this highway, avoid going to work 2 hours later, and then they've heard of a car crash.
Wow.
So the spirits are very, very specific in what they can see, and I've had several clients that conveyed to me that if they had come to me at a specific time that we established, and I've changed times, I've made them later, that they would have been in a fatal car accident.
Wow. So you discovered about people that were deceased connecting with you.
Yes.
Like sometimes you feel it in your heart, especially those from your own personal relationships. But how did you and when did you discover you can actually connect with them in such a way that you can talk to them, not just like you feel someone's presence around you like I often do, even with my deceased pets? How did you know and start connecting in such a way that you could get information?
Well, I started, there were, I would say, they're giving me an age. About 25, I would say about 25, I started to write information down that I was receiving, and I was receiving names, and I was meditating every day, and I was listening to brain sync types of tapes which deal with the subconscious. And the more I was in that REM state of sleep, and the more I would spend time with elevating my thought process, the more a flood of a wealth of information would come in. And the more I stayed like that in a state for about an hour each day, the more and more I was receiving information. Then I would call people and say to them, can you just validate, is this accurate, or am I hallucinating, or am I believing in something that actually is not existing? And when I call people, they say, my God, the information is absolutely correct. So that's how I started to find out and discover that the ability was there. And then relatives of mine, when I was around them, I would do readings for them, and they would say, oh, yes, we know who you're talking about. It is something that with your listening audience, if everybody takes at least a half an hour a day, if they can, and listen to music or meditation or go to the beach, whatever relaxes your mind, and I call it mortal mind, whatever relaxes all that the chaos that we deal with every day when we are out in the public and when we are on the go, if we can relax the conscious mind, all of this is available to us through the soul. And the soul is the same aspect with innate within us that gives us positive information, that gives us that warning that maybe we should make a decision. So each person's soul has the connection to that ability.
This is so fascinating to me, Peter. I know our listeners feel the same way, too. I know you have a huge following that when you do your free readings with the exclusive you give us each and every month, my board goes crazy with about a couple of hundred people. And we have several people on board that want to talk to you as well. But before we get to some of them, I want to know about meditation and how important a role is that for people to really tap into the meditative aspects as a direct route to the spirit world?
Well, meditation is actually it alters our brain, the brain waves, as I want to call it. And we are dealing with alpha, beta, theta, and omega. They are different levels of consciousness that we can tap into. Some are healing. Some are for actually tapping into the spirit world. And as we tap into these, we can tap into that level of awareness that we want to connect with others. Now, I have found this out also. People that have been through life-altering experiences, and what I mean by that is people that have had illnesses that have been life-altering, people that have clinically gone through the out-of-body experience or have been operated on, whatever the situation may be where you feel that you're drifting out of your body and you're entering into the side, people that have experiences have told me that it's much easier for them to just at will connect with the other side. They are on a higher vibration than we are. And what I mean by higher vibration is they don't deal with all the discord and all the obstacles that we have to deal with on an everyday level. When we leave the body, when our physical bodies die, we actually go into a state of, we meet up with the light, and that light is, I take it, that is God, Jesus, whatever your religious beliefs are. And then we, the body or the etheric body, it expands on the other side, and we possess all the kingdom of God we possess in our soul. So more and more people that I talk to today that tell me that they are going for yoga, and yoga actually does have an impact on the body and the mind, and it affects, and I've read about this, it impacts on the pituitary gland in the body that has a connection to the divine. So if you are exercising, if you're doing yoga, Pilates, if you're doing anything that has to do with transcendental meditation, whatever the activity that you choose to get involved with, if you are able to silence the mind, you will be able to connect with the other side.
So anything in that realm would be a path to getting to people that are here, people that are past, for information that you want to have by just stilling yourself in your mind and going to reach out to that depth of spirituality.
Yes, they also need to know if you want to talk to them. So many times I'll lay down and say, Dad, my father passed away about 3.5 years ago. I would love to talk to you. I know you were there. And then I get a message that of love, and then I start talking in my mind, through my mind, and then I get messages back. And they actually line up. They line up when we do, when a psychic or a medium does readings, the spirits will line up in a row, and it's cute because it almost looks like a military lineup to have a physical, but they are excited about conveying messages, and they enjoy talking with this side. And I just got the message from Charles, that he is with you and that he is working with you. and that you are going to be going to your next level of not on a physical level, but your next level of achievement and many blessings. So as I'm talking, yes. And
that's from my dad. Thank you for that, Peter Mark.
Yes. Yes. So they are all, they're in a state of love. And to most people, saying a state of love, they're saying, all right, the nomenclature you're mentioning, but what does it mean? It means there's peace over there. It means that they have everything they need at their disposal. And I'm not talking about like a mansion or Rolls Royce. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about peace of mind. I'm talking about the ability to work on the karma that they didn't make restitution in this life with, that we work on dealing with the everyday issues that we didn't complete here.
Wow. As I said, folks, Peter Marks is a world-renowned psychic medium. He gives counsel to celebrities as well as everyday folks like you. If you want a private reading, you can call Peter at 203-206-9353. 203-206-9353 to schedule your reading. I feel humbled, I feel blessed that we have the exclusive with his radio interviews and his radio mini readings. And we do have several people in our studio on the board today. But before we go to them, let us go to our health guru, Beverly Nadler, who will tell you why listening to this show is good for your health.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. All you need to do is go to our homepage, Joyce Barry, Barrie and Friends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left side of the homepage, click on follow. And simply by doing that, you will get an email about every show, every guest, and every topic. And we're very grateful for our loyal listeners, our loyal followers, and especially if you're into the psychic world and people like Peter Marks, by being a follower, you will know each time that he is going to appear on our show. And as I said, folks, we are boasting, although we are very humble about it, but we are boasting that we do have the exclusive. Let me go to the board. There's a few people that have been holding for a long time, and then we'll come back. I have a lot more questions for psychic Peter Marks. 732-787, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning, Joyce. Good morning, Peter. I'm Caroline. I'm from New Jersey.
Caroline, are you a first-time listener?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think I was familiar with you. Okay, I'm pretty good at remembering people who are regulars. Caroline, first-time listener from New Jersey, what would you like to ask or say to Peter Marks?
I don't know if I'm allowed to ask. You know, if, I would like to talk to one of my guides, which is my dad, or do I have to ask like an interview question about spiritual matters? I don't know the format.
Well, what I'm being told from the other side, in order to talk to your dad, it would take up a lot of time. I would have to call him in. They're asking me if you have a personal question, and perhaps at another time, then we can tune in to your dad.
Oh, great. Okay, yes, I do have a question. It's in regards to my career.
What is your date of birth first, son?
October 9, 1954.
Okay, and dear, what is your question?
I'm anxiously awaiting for, well, to be honest, a contract for one of my clients, and I don't know why. Have I sent to the wrong people, or it's just I'm being impatient?
Well, I'm being told a little bit more patience now. Right now, are you self-employed?
Yes.
All right, because I'm being told, and they're saying this to me in a very loving way, at times you get anxious when you shouldn't. And they're saying to me, time, you don't enjoy waiting. And You're the type of person that likes to have answers today, and you don't want to wait until tomorrow. I'm being told that you will be getting an answer. They're saying to me within the next week, and I am also being shown you. They're saying to me you have quite a good analytical mind. Are you using that in business?
Yes. Yes, I have to. Otherwise, you can't be in business. But that's maybe one of my problems, is that I'm always in my mind and I have to balance that out, especially lately. When I worry, I'm in my mind. And I think that's where the anxiety, a little anxiety and lots of tears.
Well, that, plus they're telling me you are a perfectionist. You like to do things a specific way. The most important thing to you, they're showing me, is your family.
Yes. I want to cry. Yes. Yes.
That is above everything else. I also want to tell you, you're highly intelligent. You're capable of doing a lot more than what you're doing right now. And they're saying to me, good with figures.
Yes. Yes. I was, my life started out as a banker. So, yes, I am.
Okay, so you're doing exactly what the guides want you to do. And they're saying to me they feel it's positive, the answer that is going to be coming in. And they're telling me that they want you to take better care of yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. That is, you know, sometimes it's kind of a balancing act. And
yes.
You're so right.
Caroline,
right,
I want to thank you for listening to our show today, but it's really mostly about Peter and finding out about his gifts and talents. So for those of you like Caroline that want more information, you can contact Peter for a personal reading at 203-206-9353. And Caroline, all we're going to ask of you is to become a follower of our show. Can you make that happen?
In 5 seconds.
We'll take it in six. Thank you, dear. Welcome to our show, and hope you become a loyal listener and follower. That was Carolyn, new listener from New Jersey. I will be taking other people from the board as well, but I want to get back to the interview.
Yes.
Peter, when were you introduced to your guides? I believe you have 4 of them. Did they all come in at once or at different stages in your life?
They came in at different stages because I was told if they all came in at one time, I could have had a mental breakdown. They are, the level that they are on is so intense, and the information that they decided that they would spread it out between a 10-year period, and they slowly came in to identify whom they were. And I'm glad they did it that way, because when I was younger and I was privy to the first stage of awareness, I had to actually research, due diligence, whatever you want to call it, in order to determine if I were in a normal state of consciousness or if I were afflicted with some type of psychiatric disorder. And many people that I know that are in this field, they at times will doubt their ability, and they will feel that something psychologically is not quite right. And then later on, the more we get accustomed to being able to channel this information and knowledge, the calmer we become, and then we accept it on an everyday level.
That makes a lot of sense to me, because when you tap into that energy, you're going so far deep. I would imagine your blood pressure goes up, all your senses are operating full steam ahead.
Yes, and that even happens today when I am dealing with a lot of readings. I don't do it consciously, but my blood pressure goes up, and the guides tell me the reason it goes up is that I am tapping into the next level of consciousness, which I accept, but if I am there too long, I develop a severe headache, and I feel as if I need to relax, and it does take a lot out of one's body, because the body in itself has certain limitations. The spiritual body is limitless.
Yes, I believe it is limitless. You're dealing with the whole universe.
Yes.
Would you advise people to access their guides? The first step, I'm guessing, is meditation, and then you take it from there and ask for what you want.
Yes, you ask for what you want, and the one thing, and I have had clients come to me recently, I want to stress to people that they should not try at the beginning to use a Ouija board. Many of my clients say, well, I'm going to try to access my guides that way. It's not the greatest way of doing it, because you may bring in guides, spirits that are in a very dark place that I consider to be either poltergeist, or they call them incubuses, and these are not positive spirits. So if you truly want to connect, I would connect with somebody that is well-trained, that is certified, that could guide you in a group of being with like-minded people that are heading and wanting to know more on a loving level.
That, too, makes a lot of sense. I just want to give a warm welcome in our chat room to someone. I believe it's their first time, because I wouldn't forget a name like that, Princeton Ballerina. So welcome to our chat room today, and I'd love you to put a comment up in the chat room or something you might want to ask our special guest psychic, Peter Mark, but I want to welcome you. She writes, "Hi, Joyce. I'm grateful for Peter's readings and insights. This is Caroline." Okay, so that's Caroline we just talked to, and she went in the chat room with a different name. Okay, that happens quite a bit, because it's not the same name in the chat room that it is on the board. It's funny. And now my board
funny.
is, is going crazy. So, but I just want to get back to that, the meditation part. Is that where it starts when you tap in with the meditation?
Yes, that's where it starts with the meditation. And some of the greatest minds of our society, really, I have found, ironically, many of my very wealthy clients tell me that they go for massages, they meditate, they do different exercises to get in touch with their spiritual self. And it also, today, many people with their intense schedules, raising a family, working, making meals, the whole thing, tell me that it's so hard for them to take time out. And I say, if you can take time out to go to the bathroom, you can take time out to meditate. Some people can easily go into meditation in 5 minutes. Other people, it takes an hour. But it is wonderful in the way that it has, it releases through meditation the endorphins in the brain. It alters the neurotransmitters that give us equanimity and peace and calmness. And that in itself has a positive manifestation on the body and keeps us in balance. So meditation is wonderful for keeping your body in synchronicity, keeping you young, keeping all of your blood flowing. So it's wonderful to get involved in this even once or twice a week.
Once or twice a week. I would imagine there are people who are connected every day, like you, Peter Marks.
Yes. Well, some people tell me I do it too much, but I have, thank God, I have the some time during the day or night to relax, and I need it. It's, to me, it's as important as the oxygen I take into my lungs, the food that I put in my body, the exercise that I should be getting more of. But, yes, this is all part of healthy living.
So the bottom line advice to people who want to access their guides but perhaps have never attempted it before, once again, you start with meditation and then go to the depth of your soul to try to tap into the good guides.
The good guides. And the first thing that people need to realize, and I want to state this again to your listening audience, many people I know have lived in a negative state of mental existence for most of their life. And they call me and they say to me, when is my life going to change? And my statement to them is, change the tape. If you don't want to stay in and attract all that negativity, you've got to change your level of awareness. It's the same thing, the definition of insanity. And that is, if you keep on doing things the same way and expecting different results, it's not going to change. So we each have to get up and we have to say, today is the first day of the rest of my life. I'm going to only take in and think of positive thoughts and give out positive energy. And this, in essence, and doctors and research scientists from the Ivy League universities have done studies on this. Once you decide to change your thought process, you alter your life.
Change your thoughts. What you think about, you bring about. That's what you should remember. What you think about, you bring about. It's the law of attraction. You think negative thoughts, and you will draw that negativity into your world. But speaking of positivity, and loyal listeners and good friends of this show, let me go to Mary Angela. Good morning, Mary Angela.
Good morning, Joyce. Good morning, Peter. What a blessed day to have Peter on. He actually answered all my questions because I was just, you know, wanting to know how to develop my psychic ability more. So So that has already been answered. So thank you both and have a blessed day.
Before you run off, Mary Angela, I know that you've had several readings from Peter, or perhaps one I just know you've mentioned to me. Is there anything you want to share with our audience about it, what it's like, without us being intrusive in any way, but what it's like having a reading with Peter, a private reading?
It was totally amazing. He had asked me to write down some questions during the reading, and it was kind of funny because I didn't even have a chance to say, don't sugarcoat this, and he went right into the reading, and there would have been, the reading was amazing because there's no way he could have known some of the information that he gave me, and the information that he gave me and guided me was totally, totally spot on and was just so helpful beyond words. So I just want to say thank you, Peter, and I highly recommend him to anyone. Actually, two of my good friends had readings, and they were just so pleased with their readings. So
thank you for those kind words, dear.
Yeah, the word's out that you're hot.
When you're hot, you're hot.
The words out, Peter, you're hot. Thank you, Mary Angela. You're pretty hot yourself, so thank you for calling in and being the loyal listener and fan that you are of this show. So thank you. And if you want a reading from Peter, simply go to the phone, call him, make your own appointment at 203-206-9353. That's our friend Psychic Peter Marks. Peter, do you sometimes hold back from conveying dire messages?
Absolutely. I do that if the guides tell me the individual is in such a vulnerable position that they feel that if I convey the information that it can in some way psychologically hurt them. A perfect example, without mentioning any names, this week I had a group of young ladies come to me from a college, and one woman was very quiet during the reading, and I looked at her, and the guides were saying, be very cautious, and I looked at her, and I said, I have a message to convey to you, and she said, what's that? And I said, what you were planning on doing is not going to facilitate your spiritual growth. Leaving this plane and taking your own life is not the answer. And I said, there's issues around health and hospital, and she had just recently been discharged.
Wow.
So they gave me, yeah, and she started, she said, oh my God, I don't believe you picked up on this. And I told her the woman was brilliant, but she was so battered in many ways psychologically and emotionally, and the guides gave her the ability to really realize that she was somebody that was gifted and that she would be able to work out her her issues. And when we are young, and I wanted to stress this to your listening audience, when we're in junior high, high school, or college, the brain is still forming, and it's still growing, and there's a chemical changes during that time on our hormonal level, and sometimes those chemicals in our bodies, the testosterone, the estrogen, the progesterone, all of these chemicals can make us feel as if there's no hope. And as we get older, we start to realize through life experience that there is a tomorrow. So I want to let your listening audience know there is no problem out there that does not have a solution.
Absolutely. If you can create the problem, you can create the solution. Peter, Princeton Ballerina, a.k.a. Caroline from New Jersey, writes in the chat room here, Peter is powerful and loving, and she wanted to know, Peter Marks, have you ever written a book?
I'm in the process. I have two books that are with publishers, and I'm waiting to see what the results are as far as with their, they're in their second reading from an editor. Yes, I have, and I have been asked to write a third one, and I thank her for asking that question.
Well, I was going to say maybe either she's a little psychic herself because she can't wait for your book, or just listening to you, she knows that it would be very timely and she can't wait to buy your book.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I'm all booked.
So what I promise you folks, we will have the breaking news when the book is available. That's a promise, because I insist on getting the first copy autographed.
Absolutely.
Has the exclusive on radio. I want the exclusive on the very first copy. Okay, let me go to the board for a moment, too. This person is not in the host queue, but I'll just take a chance. It's okay if you wish to remain silent. 347-964. Would you like to share something with Peter or ask something?
Remain silent. 347-964. Would you like to share something with Peter or ask something?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. I'm Barbara. I'm calling from Riverdale.
Hi, Barbara. But for future reference, if you want to talk on air, just hit number one. I just took a chance because sometimes people forget. That's how I know you're in the host queue where you want to ask a question. All right, go ahead.
Yes.
See, I psychically knew you wanted to speak. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Peter. It's Barbara from Riverdale. And
yes,
I just
how
wanted
are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing
I'm trying
wonderful,
to shut off the radio,
you.
The computer. I wanted to ask you if you could tell me. I'm involved in a lawsuit. I had a personal injury. And
yes.
They're going through discovery still. But what would the outcome be? And do you know when and if I may get something from this?
They're saying to me they feel that there will be a positive outcome from this. Discovery, yes, they're saying that they're going to get there. It's a deposition, they're saying. And they're actually, they're showing me, they keep on saying to me, by, you're gonna know something by March.
Oh, great. Okay. This March.
Yeah, they're saying to me that the timetable would probably be between 4 and 6 months, but they are telling me that they feel positive that you will be receiving a settlement.
Okay, great. And as far as getting to know who
my
guys are.
Wait. I just want to tell you that for more information, this is an interview show. I just wanted to give people a sample. Simply call Peter at 203-206-9353. Nothing personal, but honestly, there's a whole board of people. I was just taking a few quick calls so we could continue the interview. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. The board started to fill up, even though we've advertised it as an interview show. I want to know, did your guides ever give you conflicting information? You have four guides.
Yes, they give me conflicting information recently. The conflicting information they were presenting me with, they would give me information about a person, and then the other guy didn't agree with it, and they were talking it out, and then they finally said that we will get back to you on this, and they talked, I guess, from the seventh dimension, and they came back, and they said, we've both decided that this will be the outcome. So that does happen. The guides, in actuality, take the information from the master guides. And I, you know, I'm even being told now, the guides say at times they may misunderstand the circumstances and the facts, and they make a decision from that. And then when it's clarified to them, they can come out with a positive answer to the question. So they're saying that they need all the facts before they actually come to a decision.
when you get the conflicting information, do you hold back in passing it along, or do you tell the client, I'm getting two responses on that concern, and let them know what both are? How do you handle that?
I normally tell them, I said, make believe you're in a court of law. And I tell them you're dealing with two different lawyers and a judge. And I said, I will provide you with all the information you need to make an intelligent, rational decision. And they're saying to me, it's up to you to decide which way and which direction you want to go in. Now, the guys are also saying to me, they provide information, but we, through our great, through God, I wanted to use the term God because I consider God to be all of our creators. We are given free will in this life. We are not programmed to make certain decisions without free will. And from that free will, we learn our mistakes and we're confronted with obstacles. So absolutely, there are two sides, and I have some clients, of course I don't want to mention their names on air, but I have clients that can't make a decision without contacting me, and I encourage them as a intelligent human being to give themselves credit for making a decision, because if you don't, you become dependent on outside sources such as psychics and astrologers and mediums. We're here to assist, not give the answers.
And I just want to say something. Peter said, I have two clients. I don't want to mention names on air. Peter is in a very confidential business, so I can tell you he doesn't mention it off air either. He keeps the readings totally confidential on air and off air, so you can feel comfortable in connecting with Peter at 203-206-9353. And Peter, as we start wrapping up here, is there anything you want to convey to our audience?
Well, the other thing, the other thing that the guides are recommending to me, they're telling me they would like me to give my email address.
Go ahead.
All right. They're saying to me the email address would be psychicpetermarks@yahoo.com. So your listening ones can either call me or send me an email. And what I did want to say is, first of all, I want to tell the listening audience, and this hasn't been brought up earlier, I have wanted during the readings and working with the public, somebody to assist me on making my presentations a little tighter and giving me direction. And I want to thank you, Joyce Barry, for being not only a support system, but for being a wonderful and creative life coach, because without you, I feel that I would not have become the person that I am today. And I want to let your listening audience know that if they are going through certain things in their life, financial, emotional, that you have, they can access you. And I want to thank everybody that has called in and that continues to become a new listener and also that becomes a follower of the Joyce Barry and Friends show. Because if you want information that is life-changing, that is going to be beneficial to you, you will find guests and information on this program that you will not find on any other radio show worldwide.
Thank you so much for that, Peter. I really, really appreciate it. I love you, and you're the greatest, absolutely the greatest. In the chat room, Princeton Ballerina says, great that you're writing a book. The world needs your knowledge. Absolutely. I concur wholeheartedly, and I can't wait for the book of plural books come out so I can proudly announce it on the show and we can make them available to our listeners. Folks, in closing, I want to thank you for listening to us today. My email is coachjoyce, coachjoyce, at AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com. And if you do email me, put in the subject line Psychic Peter so I'll know what inspired you to connect with me. I'm a life coach. We could talk about that if it resonates with you, if having a home business resonates with you, and those sort of things in a free consultation. I want to close with my prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, thanks for listening to our show. Sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us, and you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. And once again, thank you, Peter Mark.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
At Boar's Head, we place a premium on authenticity. And the home-roasted flavor of our Ever-Roast chicken is no exception. Inspired by a medley of ingredients from the garden, a family recipe, and slow-roasted craft. It's the authentic taste of home and the unmatched quality of Boar's Head. Ever-Roast chicken, sliced fresh at the deli. Only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere. At Boar's Head, we place a premium on authenticity. And the home-roasted flavor of our Ever-Roast chicken is no exception. Inspired by a medley of ingredients from the garden, a family recipe, and slow-roasted craft. It's the authentic taste of home and the unmatched quality of Boar's Head. Ever-Roast chicken, sliced fresh at the deli. Only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.